We do the same things, man. It doesn't matter. You know, coach has to go somewhere. These guys are professionals, and the coaching staff here, we're just going to go like clockwork.
How far ago did you know that this was going to be the case?
Long time ago.
Yeah,
you know, graduation, your daughter's graduation, you're not going to miss that.
No-brainer.
You know, so it was one of those things. I mean, it doesn't, like I said, you ain't going to miss a beat.
How many times has Chris called you, though?
Once.
Once? Okay.
Once.
How many times has he texted you? I hear you text a lot anyway.
Well, like, he's Speedy Gonzalez with the text. So, you know, we text you one time in that session, you might get five or six of them right then. But, we keep an eye on everything, and we stay in touch and let him know what's going on and everything like that.
So I'm curious, how much of the practice do you just try and keep the same so the players are used to it, and how much do you kind of put your own flavor into it?
Well, I mean, just part of it. You try to keep the whole thing the same. Mm-hmm. The last part of it, we just did some little goal line things, you know, red zone goal line things that we normally don't get a chance to do in certain instances. But because we had one of the linemen down, we could just go with one squad.
Right.
And that was the only difference.
Chris has talked about how he's really been happy with what he's had on the field through camp. Tell me what your thoughts are and what you've seen on both sides of the football so far.
Well, I'm known as the angry one, so I'm never satisfied. I'm never happy. But, I mean, the way these guys have come out in the first part of camp, I mean, it's been tremendous. I mean, their effort has been like we haven't seen in a lot of camps going dating back for a while. But these guys come out, they're hungry, they want a job. You know, and the guys that are here, the older guys are helping the younger guys and things of that nature, man, and they're just flying around. Their effort has been tremendous. You know, now, we still got some mental things that we got to clean up, but that's everything that you do, right? But they understand it, and that's the big thing. They understand the urgency of coming out here and playing fast.
How about these receivers specifically? I mean, do they come as advertised? What are your early impressions on them?
Well, you know, everything in practice always looks better. You know, I just want to see us get to the game and do those same things. You know, that's the biggest thing that I'm waiting on, a different uniform to go up against, you know.
Taylor comes to camp in a different kind of mindset, I think, because he comes in, you know, at the top of the depth chart. What have you noticed difference about him this year and what he learned last year and how it's kind of affecting him through camp so far?
Well, he's always been professional and businesslike, but he's a little more relaxed now. You know, and that comes with the territory. But, you know, just seeing him not be so uptight in the moment, now he's a little more relaxed. There's a lot of laughing, bugging, joking from him, things of that nature. And you got to see that from him, you know. As long as they're doing their business, you know, he comes in early, he's going to watch film, they're going to meet, they're going to do all these different things. And that's what you want from him. So as long as he's doing those, I'm happy that he's a little more relaxed in it.
How big a year is this for him, considering how far he came last year and what's kind of at stake this year?
Well, I mean, he's a player that wants to be better. So I would say every year that keeps coming after is a big year for him. So, but we got the ultimate confidence in him to come out and lead this team.
The offensive line, I think continuity is a big theme for the team. I think continuity is a theme for the offensive line that you're trying to grow with the group. You made some changes, but what do you see out of the O-line so far in camp, and how important is that continuity? You can't keep changing on that side, right?
The thing about it, I mean, first I'll speak on the continuity. Continuity is good, mm-hmm. but when you're out there on the field, you know, that's your job. I was an offensive lineman, mm-hmm. so I don't use that excuse of continuity or things of that nature. Whoever's in there, you got a job to do. You've been practicing to do it. So they should know how to do it. You know, that continuity is great. You got guys that play together for a long time. Mm-hmm. They may know each other and may not be able to say certain calls, but it's still football. You got to go out and do your job. So that part of it, I mean, state remains the same with me. But for those guys, I think the sense of urgency, you know, and they want to be better. Mm-hmm. And nobody wants a losing season or anything like that. And last year was a fluke for us mm-hmm. because that's not who we are. Mm-hmm. And I think those guys have taken the challenge among themselves to be better and to lead this team because it's an offensive line. If they don't go, we don't go.
Change the coach at the O-line. How much does that mean to guys? Just a different message from a different guy
Well, no, Steven.
I mean, not blaming anybody. But
no. I've worked with Steven and trust him wholeheartedly, you know, to execute the things that we want to get done. And he's the second angriest person on the offensive staff. So, you know, he's always going to stay in those linemen's butts and make them do what they're supposed to do. But they respect him. He brings a great deal of knowledge, and that's key.
Looking forward to Monday?
Oh, yeah, big time, big time. I look forward to every day, though.
How much has camp changed now that you're kind of in that window of game prep? And it's also a camp evaluation, too.
Nothing really changes camp except injuries.
Right.
You know, we're in that mode of guys still trying to make the team. You know, we'll get to Calgary, but right now guys are still trying to make this ball club.
Yeah.
So they got to make sure they do it in practice so we can put them on the field, and then they can do the final audition then.
They got a small window to prove it, right?
It's very small window.
They don't get all of it.
That's the way it is.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.